This is Jeffrey Hoppe for the Tobias Materials. Lesson 12 of the Creator Series was channeled at the 5th Annual Cryon Midsummer Light Conference in Breckenridge, Colorado, July 12th through the 15th, 2001. Over 400 lightworkers from around the world gathered on this sacred weekend to share the energy of Cryon through Lee Carroll, Archangel Michael through Rana Herman, and of course, Tobias of the Crimson Council. Lesson 12 was channeled in three separate portions. The question and answer session was delivered first on Thursday night when the conference began. Tobias opened by setting the energy for the conference, then answering audience questions. The second portion, the actual lesson, was delivered the next afternoon to a standing room only audience. The energy in the room was intense, fast-paced, and chaotic. This was the most difficult of any channel I had ever done. The channel in this energetic environment was like trying to meditate in a crowded, noisy bar with a rock band playing in the background. During the channel, Tobias kept reminding me to ignore all the energetic noise and just channel the information. However, I still found it challenging and difficult. The third portion was channeled on Sunday morning towards the end of the conference. This was perhaps one of the most beautiful and emotional channels I had ever done. Sitting to my left was Rana Herman, who had just channeled Archangel Michael. On my right was Lee Carroll, who was about to bring in the Cryon energy and channel it for the group. Tobias delivered his message to the audience, which he has asked to be included in Lesson 12 of the Creator Series. Now, simply breathe deeply and bring in the sacred energy of Lesson 12 of the Creator Series. Many blessings to you, and thank you for the light work that you do. And so it is, dear friends, that we gather together in this space, in this sacred energy, with family. Since we met here last night, the energy of this room, of this hotel you are in, of this mountaintop has been escalating. It has been building. You will find it, dear friends, difficult to control your temperature in here because there are many changes taking place within you. You are releasing. You are clearing the way for something that has been planned for quite some time. You are making room within yourself for this new divinity to come forth into your life. And today we will talk during Lesson 11 or 12, specifically about this. Dear friends, you are releasing the old energy from your life. You are transitioning from the old into the new. This is a sacred space for you to do this in, a sacred time. As we said last evening, we've been working with you for days and weeks and even months, preparing for this time. It has been the energies of spirit, of the Cryon, of Archangel Michael, of the Crimson Council that have been brought together to work with you intensely, to bring you to this point, to make a transition much significance in your life, a transition of significance for all of those who are in your life as well, for all that is. Indeed, this is a sacred and blessed moment. The ones who come to visit on this day, as we always have visitors with us in the classroom of the new energy, the energy that comes to visit today is that of home. That of home. And they gather, this energy, these energies gather in the second circle. You are in the first. They gather all around. It is the remembrance of home, the kingdom, where you came from. It has been eons and eons of time since you left. not really so long ago, since you came on this incredible journey, the journey of the angels, from the kingdom to the void, to this place you call Earth. It has been an incredible journey. An incredible journey. And today, the energies of home, the energies of the king and queen come to visit. We'll talk more about this during our gathering on this day. Also, gathering in this room, in the second circle, are the energies of the Kryon and the energies of Archangel Michael. They gather here also. They have been present all of the time you have been here. They gather in a type of graduation ceremony for you, a new beginning for you, and a new time for you. Let us pause for a moment and allow me to tell you who I, Tobias, am, who I have been to you in your lives. Indeed, I did walk upon earth. I walked in human body for many, many incarnations. I spent much time with many of you here, many of you connecting in other ways. We knew each other in the days of Alt. We worked together. We were looking. We were searching for our divinity within. We were using technology to rediscover ourselves, to try to find the hidden divinity within. Oh, we discovered many things. We learned many things. But dear friends, dear angels, we did not discover our divinity. And when we realized that this was not so much possible, we chose to leave this phase of Earth. We chose a type of renewal through destruction. So we could begin over again. We could begin this search for the divine seed within. I, Tobias, knew many, many of you then. We worked together, hand in hand. We prayed together. We researched together. We laughed together. That is why you know my energy. There was a time again when we gathered, but I was not in human body, but we gathered together as family, as Chambra. This time was 2,000 years ago on your planet. I worked closely with many of you. Many of you. For this was an important time, which we will discuss. You may know my energy from then. I've walked with you, along with your guides, your former guides. I've walked with you for your lifetime since, serving as one who loved you, one who held the energy of family for you, one who reassured you, together with your angels and your personal entourage. We worked together for, we had a mission. There was something important to be done on this place of Earth, and we worked together. I have been working closely with you, along with the others, in this lifetime, since you made that decision to come into your awakening, since you made that decision to be a light worker, since you took the difficult and lonely path, since you left in a way of consciousness, the old energy of birth and began walking into your new. I, Tobias, those of the Crimson Council have been working with you closely in your sleep, at night, in your waking states. We know this is a difficult journey of the angels. We know this is a challenging time for each of you, for you're doing something that has not been done before. I will continue to work with you, as well as the energies of the Kryon,
the archangels and all the others, we will continue to work with you as long as you choose to continue on your path. As long as you continue this journey of the angels. Who are you? Who are you? The ones we look at now, the ones whose energies we read and we feel and we connect with now. You are the ones who left home so very, very long ago to take a long journey. You left home. You left the comfort of the kingdom. You left your original family so very long ago. When you did, we have spoken of the metaphor of the wall of fire. When you left creation and all that is, you went through this wall of fire. And as we have said many times before, it shattered you into millions of pieces. It shattered your old self and consciousness into millions of pieces. And when they gathered back together again, you were outside of all that is. You were outside of home and the kingdom and all that is. You were in a void, a nothing. It was so nothing that not even black existed. Not even a vacuum existed. Nothing. A void that you woke into. You woke into this, dear friends, carrying nothing with you from the past, from home. In the metaphor, it would mean you had no luggage. You had no belongings. You had no real remembrances. You woke up into nothing. As part of your new journey, as part of your new adventure. And from this, there was a tremendous sense of loneliness and separation and guilt and anger. When you woke up in the void after you left home, after you left the original creation, and woke up, there was nothing. These feelings of aloneness and separation and guilt and anger and sadness and the wanting to return back to wholeness and completeness have been with you ever since. That is why you cry at night the way you do. And we hear you. And we understand what it is like. But you were on a journey, a grand journey that took you from home and the kingdom, ultimately here to this place of earth. Many adventures you had in between, out in what you call your universe. Do you know that it was you that created the stars? It is you that is still creating creation in your universe. This was not here when you woke up. There was nothing. It was you. You have created much. Finally, you came to Earth. You came to Earth to learn something new. Along your many journeys, dear friends, there was no real remembrance of home. In the battles and the wars out in your universe that you were engaged in, it was all about trying to find a way home. It was trying to take energy from others, other entities, other angels, fighting with them, hopefully to take enough of their energy to get you back home. But as you know, that did not work. That did not work. But that is why there have been the battles. That is why there have been the conflicts. That is why you still see them, in a sense, here on Earth. People trying to take energy from one another. Trying to take things. Information. Love. Still trying to find your way back home. Still in that deep sorrow. still wanting to reconnect. That is why you have so much sadness at times. The deep, deep desire to be home. And dear friends, today, with the consciousness the way it is from what you have created, it's possible for a piece of home, for a remembrance of the energy to come here into this very sacred space, to come here to visit you on this day, at this moment. Home comes to you. We ask each of you here to breathe deeply. Breathe in this energy of home into your being. This love, the love of spirit, of the king and queen, of the original creation, it comes here on this day to visit you, to love you, to thank you, and to honor you for the work you have done. What you have done in your journeys is to create something new. For we have said there has only been one creation prior to you leaving home. As strange as that may seem to you, there had only been one creation. Within that creation, within that kingdom, everything was one. Everything was a singular expression. By the work you did with leaving and going on your many journeys, you have helped to create the second creation for spirit. Yes, you. You, Shambhu. You, Lightworker, have done something that spirit could not have done by him and herself. You have taken the journey. You are the ones who have done this. That is why we honor you. That is why the Kryon washes your feet. That is why we are in awe of who you are. Now, dear friends, when you left home, when you left the kingdom, you brought nothing with you but a seed, a tiny, tiny seed that was wrapped. Protective wrapping around it, a hard shell. That is all you brought within you. It was the seed of divinity. You have carried that within your consciousness and within your being for all of the days and all of the times that you have journeyed. It has been carefully protected within you, carefully concealed within you, so that you did not see it, and so that others did not see it as well. It was buried deep within your consciousness. Now, along the way, you have known, you have felt something within, you have felt that there was more than what appeared on the surface. You have felt the presence of this divine seed within. Is what has kept you going through many of your journeys and travels. This divine seed is still within you, and as you know now, it's beginning to awaken. We use the term seed as a metaphor, dear friends, but it is an integral part of who you are, but it is at the deepest levels of your being, not to be revealed until the appropriate time. Some 2,500 years ago, the timing on Earth was appropriate to, how to say, begin bringing this seed of divine consciousness, what we sometimes call the Christ consciousness. It was appropriate to begin bringing this from the outer realms and dimensions where it existed, for you know your consciousness does not truly exists within your biology. It exists on levels and planes surrounding you. It is much like your movie projector. The consciousness, the film, and the projector are in one location, and the image is projected onto another. In a sense, you are the image of your consciousness projected into 3D, projected into this body that you carry, projected into this earth that you walk in. Some 2,500 years ago, the time became appropriate to begin bringing more of this consciousness to earth, to your reality, to your 3D. And at that time, there were families of angels who chose to come in to help facilitate this process. There were individuals that received notoriety for this. There was the one that is called Buddha, Siddhartha, who came in with many, many others. It was not just the Buddha who brought in the consciousness. It was all who came in at that time and the surrounding times with him. Then there was a group also, the ones we call Shamba, who came in 2,000 years ago. You came in knowing it was time to bring this Christ consciousness from the outer realms to earth. You were the carriers of this. You helped to bring this in. Many of you here walked with Yeshua ben Joseph. Many of you lived in lands at that very time. Many of you came in right after that time when the energy was still strong and sharp and helped to set up the churches that you know today. These churches were the incubators for the Christ consciousness. You are the ones who helped to bring this in. You are the ones who said you would do whatever it took to help make change on earth by bringing this Christ consciousness in. You are the ones who have walked the difficult journey ever since. For you have known something within you. You have known there was an important mission. There was important work for you to do. You are the ones who agreed to do it, even in sacrifice of things that would have been pleasing to you as a human. Dear friends, breathe deeply. Breathe deeply. There has been much work you have done in this lifetime. As you know, things could have not worked out quite so well. There could have been destruction. There could have been termination around the time that began as your Second World War up through the time of your millennium, but that did not happen. And here you sit. Here you sit, ready. Ready for the next step. Ready for the next level. And what is that, dear friends? That next level. That next level is to bring in your new relationship with Spirit. Up until now, it has not been quite so possible or quite so easy to understand and to truly know God. Up to now, it has not been quite so easy to understand who you truly are, to see yourself as an angel in the mirror. You've had to work at it and struggle, and even then, it has seemed elusive and distant. Spirit has seemed like some intellectual concept, far and removed from you. It has seemed to you that you have been placed here on earth, not knowing what you were here to do exactly, not knowing your relationship with Spirit, desiring it and longing for it. That was the old energy. When the veil was thick and strong, and you could not so much relate to spirit. In the new energy, there is a new relationship with spirit. It is one that is close and it is personal. It is one that you are very aware of. There is deep understanding within you. Dear friends, in the old energy, it was difficult to accept all things as they were, for the veil was thick and strong, and duality was the game that was played. But in the new energy, for you, Chamba, it will be easy to accept things because you will see the grander plan. You will understand the grander vision of these things. The new energy in your new relationship with spirit. You will understand why humans do the things they do, why you are on the path that you are on. In the old energy, it was difficult to accept your human self. In a sense, you considered this the punishment for leaving home, that you would end up in physical body with its aches and its pains and its challenges, for you were used to soaring and flying. You were used to lightness in the kingdom. In the new energy that you are moving into, it will be easy to accept your humanness because you will understand that you are not locked in there, but you will understand that it affords you many things as well, pleasures. It gives you a vehicle for expression of the light within. Dear friends, you are moving into your new relationship with spirit. It is coming. In the old energy, it was difficult to be in the now, to be in your divine moment. You were thinking of the future and of the past. In your new relationship with spirit, in the new energy, you will always be existing in the now. The past will have been released and the future has yet to be created, but you will not so much worry about it. In the new energy, you will always be in the now. Breathe deeply, dear friend. Breathe deeply of the energy of home that is here. In the old energy, it was difficult to be graceful in your creations. They were clumsy and you were not always so aware of exactly what you were doing or the outcome of your actions. There was karma that was involved that you were always having to deal with. In the new energy, your creations will be graceful and they will be flowing. As we spoke of last night, it will be like riding the wave. And when one wave is ready to roll over, a new one will be there for you. In the old energy, it was difficult to accept changes, for you wanted to hold on to the old because you were secure with it. Even if it was difficult and challenging, you were secure with it. But in the new energy, you will understand that change is natural and blessed, and you will roll easily with it. Dear friends, breathe deeply the energy of home. In the old energy, you did not so much have divine balance. You had, as we have talked about, the energies of the elements of light and dark and the third element that changed back and forth. In the new energy, there is divine balance within you. There is the energy of four that will be stable and it will be secure. In the old energy, you focused on individual creations, small creations. But in the new energy, you will create with broad strokes. You will not have to worry so much if there is $100 in your checking account. You will not have to worry so much if your car is broken. You will not have to create in small ways. You will create with broad strokes. That is the new energy. That is your new relationship with spirit. Dear friends, once again, breathe in deeply. Breathe in deeply. In the old energy, it was difficult to find passion. It was difficult to have that deep spiritual passion within. In the new energy, the passion will be with you at all times. It will seek to express itself, seek to come forth, seek to create with you. In the old energy, dear friends, you needed to go out and create outside of your house to create what you needed. In the new energy, in your new relationship with spirit, it will come to you. This is one thing that we know will be difficult for you to work with, to accept, but truly it will come to you. It will come to your front door. All things that you need as a light worker and as a new energy human will come to you. They will be there at the appropriate time. Once again, dear friends, breathe deeply. Breathe deeply. You are entering a time of a new relationship with spirit. A new relationship. In the old energy, you had free will, but in a sense, it was very limited. In the new energy, you have divine will, which is unlimited, which is all-knowing. It is part of your new relationship with spirit. In the old energy, you gave thanks to a God and to angels for things in your life when that good things happened. But dear friends, in the new energy, you are beginning to understand that it truly comes from within you. It truly comes from within. There comes now for you, for all of you, a new relationship with spirit. It comes from within you. It is the seed that you have carried from the time you have left home. Come now, your new relationship with spirit. Simple as this seems, dear friends. Simple as it seems. It will be somewhat challenging to accept and to implement into your life. Lesson number 12 of the Creator Series. Come now, your new relationship with spirit. Now, specifically, how do you bring this new relationship into your life? How do you manifest it into your being? It is quite simple. It is really quite simple. It is done through breathing. It is done through breathing. As you breathe in, consciously breathe in, Become aware of your new relationship with spirit. Breathe deeply now. Breathe in your new relationship with spirit. This will feed and this will nurture the divinity that is within. Breathe in deeply. When it is abundance that you are seeking to create in your life, as we said, do not be so specific with it, but rather breathe in abundance. And understand, it is not coming from the outside. It is coming from within you. It is coming from the layers of consciousness what you are doing when you breathe deeply and breathe it in, you are allowing this awakening divinity, this Christ consciousness within, to now come from the outer realms of who you are into your very being. You allow it to manifest in your life around you. When you are sitting, paying your bills, breathe in abundance. Breathe in abundance. When your body aches and hurts and is in disease, dear friends, breathe in. Breathe deeply in health, biological balance. This divinity that is within you is coming forth right now. But it needs the vehicle and it needs the conduit to come in to your reality. It is through breathing. Oh, there are those who have practiced and known this for quite some time, and it has been effective. But now, more than ever, it is truly a tool for each one of you. Up until now, it has been difficult, perhaps almost impossible, to bring your divinity deeply within to your human reality. The consciousness, the mass consciousness of Earth would not allow for it to come in easily. That is why it has been so difficult and challenging. That is why there have been those who have sought this for ages of your time. But now, with the point of consciousness and the time that we are at, it is possible to bring this into your life. And remember, at all times, it is you. When your body aches, breathe in health. This divinity that is within will come forth and manifest in your life and in your body then. Breathe in deeply, for this is the vehicle to truly bring this awakening divinity into your life. It is so simple. It is so simple. When there are relationship problems in your life, whether they are with spouses or families or those you work with, do not be specific about what you want to happen, but rather bring in your own divinity through the breath at that time. Breathe in balanced relationships. Do not try to explain what these should look like, but breathe in balanced relationships. When you do, when you bring it in this way, what you do is connect them to their divine being, your divinity to theirs, and you shift the level of relationship to a whole new level. But you do this by breathing in the balanced relationship. This is like air to a fire. It brings your divinity up within you. It brings it into your reality, into your humanness. It's through the breath that you bring the new relationship with spirit, that you bring the essence of home now into the reality that you exist in now. It is so simple. When you are wondering what it is you should be doing, and you are wondering about your own self-worth, you are wondering about your mission here now in this new energy, simply breathe in your own self-worth. Breathe it in deeply. Dear friends, do you understand then, by breathing this in, by allowing your divinity to enter from the outer realms of consciousness into your reality that you exist in now, when you breathe it in, it comes in naturally and smoothly. It enters all of who you are. It enters your cells. It enters your human consciousness. And you understand that by breathing it in, you are not thinking it in. And that is what you have been trying to do up to now. That is what we did together in Alt, in the land of Atlantis. We tried to think it in. We tried to bring it in through technology. We tried to discover it with our 3D tools. There are those who have sought the path of enlightenment in the ages of past who tried to think their way to God, tried to think their divinity into existence. It cannot come in through your mind as you know it. But yet, you can breathe in your new relationship with Spirit. Come now, your new relationship with Spirit, into your life. Your tool for this is the simple breath. It is so simple, dear friends. But it has not been possible. It has not been possible up until now. There have been many changes and shifts on earth that have taken place. There have been many things that you have personally released in your life, including past lives, including your ancestral karma. You have released these now, and it makes way for your new relationship with Spirit that you will walk forward in. When the soul of you, when the essence of you was planning your journey here, you knew this would be a time and an opportunity to now begin a new relationship with divinity, with Spirit, with yourself. You knew it would be a turning and changing point for you. You agreed to go through whatever it took to be here, and even the changes that will occur in the days and weeks to follow, for the shifts that are necessary. But as you breathe in consciously, it brings in, and it brings forward your own divinity, your own new relationship with your divinity. It will bring it into your life. We ask you to consciously practice this. Set no agenda on it. Do not intellectualize it. Do not try to think your way into your divinity, for that will hurt. It will not feel so good. Simply breathe it in. This seed that you brought with you from the time that you left home until now, it has been there. It has been waiting for the right time and the opportunity to come forward. And now, as you are shifting into the new energy, it indeed is the right time. It indeed is time to have that new relationship with Spirit. That loneliness, that separation that you have felt for so long, dear friends, is ready to be filled. And it comes from within you. It comes from within. Your guides had to leave that direct energy field around you, so you could begin to understand your own relationship with Spirit. Those who have been with you for ages and ages, lifetime after lifetime, had to stand back for a period of time in your life, particularly these last few years. That is why it has been so challenging and difficult for you. But they had to stand back to provide you the room now and the space to bring forth your own divine seed. It has been in there. You have carried it with you ever since you left home. It is time now that it starts to shine from within you. You bring it forth. You bring these elements and this light in to your reality, into your day-to-day life with the simple breath. Consciously breathe in deeply. Do so now. Breathe in your own divinity. It awakens. We can sit here and watch your own energy and your own light come up several notches as you do this. Lesson number 12. Come now, your new relationship with Spirit. It is time. It is time. And the simple tool is your breath. It is that simple. We have been waiting for a year to bring this forth. We have been waiting. We have been taking you through a series of steps and releases and understandings to come to this very moment to tell you that the Christ consciousness is bursting within you, and that is why you are experiencing the things in your life that you are. It is bursting within you. You have helped to bring this energy to this very place of earth, and now you are helping to birth it within your own self. And you bring it into your reality with the simple breath. If you find yourself thinking too much about it, stop. Simply breathe it in. It fans the fire of divinity that is within you. Now, as you sit with those who will come to you in the days ahead, the ones that will call you teacher, and you tell them of this simple technique, and if you do tell them of this without taking them through the other lessons first, they will not believe you and they will not understand. It is important to walk through one by one before you come to this point, for it may be misunderstood. It is so simple and it is so pure. But yet, as you know, the journey of the angels to get here was long and difficult. This is a precious moment for us and for the energy of home that comes into visit on this day. You do not quite yet realize the impact of what we share with you now. It will come to you in these days when you say to yourself, oh, indeed, Tobias and the others that answer, that gather, told me to breathe in deeply. And then you begin to feel the effects. You will understand what has been brought in today and what has been discussed today. Remember to consciously breathe in. This will awaken that divinity for your new relationship with spirit. We will keep our discussion with you on this night short and sweet. We have been anxious and excited about delivering this to you. It is, dear friends, real. It is simple. It is now. Come now, at this moment in time, on your long journey. Come now, your new relationship with spirit. We will walk with you joyfully as you come to a new understanding. As that feeling of loneliness is replaced by one of love and fullness. As that feeling of separation is now filled by a feeling of unity within you. A deep sense of unity at the very core of who you are. A unity with all things, all that is. A unity with self and spirit, with human and God. We will be with you as you learn the real ways of creation, as you learn to breathe in abundance into your life, as you learn to breathe in new balance biology, as you learn to breathe in the appropriate relationships, as you breathe in the golden angel that you truly are, the angel that left home. Come now, at this moment, at this time, your new relationship with spirit. You have earned it.